When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, what is going on, people? You are locked back into the Miles Mikulski podcast. It's good to be back. I've had a couple of weeks off. I needed it, honestly, guys. I'm telling you, it's been such a hectic June, July, and August. I swear down, the whole 2-3 months dragged, you know. It was long. It was so long. So I was out here just doing my radio stuff. So remember, you can always catch me. I'm not always just on the podcast. I always work on radio and always DJ. So if you don't see me on one platform, you're going to see me on others. But this month, I'm making a genuine attempt from today, to jump back on everything. So that means I'll be dropping YouTube videos. That means I'm going to be aiming to drop more episodes of the podcast. If I could add extra episodes, I will be adding them. And make sure you keep it locked, because I am going to be talking about Kanye West and Drake and all that stuff in a future podcast that's coming out later on this week. And I was going to split this up, but I didn't want to make this podcast episode too long, and I wanted to kind of make this one just a bit more of a comical one and tell you my, you know, experiences over the last couple of weeks, and then we'll come back and get to the nitty-gritty music stuff in a little bit. But like I said, guys, you can always catch me on YouTube, you can catch me on Mixcloud, you can catch me on Wizard Radio, all of these things. I have the same name, so just type the name in and it will come up and you'll see me there. So that is the vibes in the season that we're kind of working with right about now. But guys, I'm back. I feel a bit refreshed because I had some time away, but yeah, still some things I gotta work on. You know what I'm saying? Man's gotta get the Barocca, man's gotta get the vitamin C guy. You know what I'm saying? The vitamin C, D, E to Z. I don't even know if they have vitamin Z. I'm chatting nonsense. But anyway, this episode, as you can tell by the title, is gonna just be about me talking about my experience from my first ever Nigerian wedding. And honestly, like, I had to relive some of these moments and think to myself, wow, like, this was just blessed. This was amazing. And the thing is, like, it was literally a month ago, the second wedding, this weekend just gone. And it feels like it was like last year. And the way time's flown, like, since then, it's been crazy. But honestly, I had a really, really good time. But you know what? Let me stop talking. Let me relive the experience for you. And then we'll come back. And then, yeah, I'll let you know my aftermath of thoughts. For those of you guys who have been listening, you'd have known that 2 weeks ago kicked off my wedding seasons. I was a groomsman at my first ever Nigerian wedding. It was one of those situations there where I was like, wait, there's a lot of responsibilities, a lot of things I've never done before, but I'm gonna do it because I gotta get involved. Do you know what I mean? For those who don't know, and you probably think, Miles, are you Caribbean? I'm not, I'm African. I actually am part Nigerian and a few other countries as well, mixed with a couple of European countries. It's all long, but it's one of them situations, yeah, where I knew that there was a lot of pressure on, and I think it wasn't pressure from other people, it was pressure on myself. Because I didn't want to make myself look like a fool, innit? I didn't want to do something that was looking all types of stupid or looking dumb or made me look like I didn't know what I was doing. I wanted to make it look like I exactly knew what I was doing, even though no one was none the wiser that I didn't know what I was doing. And I can officially say, after, you know, it's now been a week since the second wedding, that I pulled it off. I somehow managed to make it seem like I knew exactly what I was doing at all times. Fab, I didn't know anything. 2 weeks ago, on the 31st of July, I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I'd never, ever, like, been dressed up in, like, any African dress or outfit before. Like, by the end of it, I changed 3 times by the end of the week, the 2 weeks. And I can't lie, like, the first outfit that I was worried about the most turned out to be the best outfit, honestly. Like, I enjoyed it the most. So I had the first outfit was basically, I'm going to basically break it down more what happened on the week by week in a little bit. I'll play some music first, which is kind of giving you guys an overview. But the first outfit was a top hat. Well, not a top hat, but like a little fedora kind of vibe. You banged, I can't lie. It's my profile picture now on Spotify, social media, Apple Music. I guessed it. You know, I was there. It's been a minute since I took a good picture like that. Because last year, who was trying to take pictures, fam? Everyone was in their house, in their pajamas. Let's not lie. Or you're working from home. And no one was trying to look pretty then, unless you're on Zoom. And then for me, I didn't care. Anyway, I'm too excited. That's how you know I ain't been here in a minute. I'm too excited right now. But first one was like a top hat. Then it was like some beads. Like it's gray. Like hard lace, and when I say hard lace, when I first tried this on back in July, I was like, fam, this is scratchy. This is like literally my arms were moving mad when I first tried it on. So even before the wedding itself, like the first one, I took like a antihistamine tablet, like a hay fever tablet, just in case my skin moved mad red when I took it off, because I was supposed to do a costume change, but the first wedding went on for so long that by the time it was time to do the costume change, there was actually no point. It was just like, yeah, I'm not even going to worry about that. I'm just going to leave it and just go with it. And then I took it off at the end of the night and I was like, thank God. On the second week, I had to wear like your standardized suit. And even that, I can't lie, that was a struggle as well. Because the trousers I wanted, every single size from the smallest to the biggest was sold out because it's wedding season. There's like thousands of people going to weddings now because of restrictions being eased. And I was at first, when I first got set in the trousers I needed to buy, like I was like, oh, it's calm, man. Like I get that on paydays. So this would have been the not payday just gone. It would have been the July payday. So it would have been the last one. So about 2 months ago, right? When I tell you I tried to get it, I couldn't. It was sold out. I had to wait till 7 o'clock in the morning to buy it the next day because there was like low stock. I was like, let me just wing it and take a chance. I got it. Then I didn't even try the trousers on because I was like, this size is a size where, had it not been locked down, it probably would have been calm. But now because of lockdown, there might be a slight chance that it might not be the tick. So I had to wait a couple more weeks. And on early last week, I ordered another pair of trousers, a bigger size, because I thought surely it must have died down. I was able to finesse it, but the length of the trousers was too long. And like I said to you guys, the sizing was a bit too big. Like I had extra room on the side of my trousers, but I didn't care. You know what I'm saying? I didn't care because I was like, I need to make sure that this bangs. And lo and behold, the third outfit was a change into a senator style outfit, which is like a blue one. I'm going to be uploading stuff onto social soon as well, so make sure you follow me at Miles Mikulski. So earlier on last week, I knew, and this was the part that I was probably the most scared about, was I would have to do a dance entrance and walk in, and basically like every groom would have to dance with a bridesmaid, and we had double the bridesmaids, so you have to walk in with two bridesmaids. Now the bridesmaids weren't my issue, because unless they were some, I don't know, like, so you think you can dance strictly, I know you don't strictly come dancing because I probably wouldn't run, but I don't know, whatever's popular hip-hop show with street dance, I don't know, certain dance moves, some choreography, some afro beats, unless they're doing that and there was a strong chance I knew they probably wouldn't be able to do that, I wasn't really worried about them. And even if they could do that, I'm still not worried about them, because I'm worried about myself. You know what I'm saying? I was worried about how I would dance. So we eventually found out about maybe like, I'd say Wednesday, that who we'd be partnered with. And bear in mind, I didn't know any of the bridesmaids by their names. Because here's another fun fact. I only knew two people very well at the wedding. The groom and the best man. I didn't know anyone else that well. Apart from, I knew the bride. I met her once at a house party in 2018. So my talent pool, or like pool of communications, were limited, apart from the groomsmen who I'd met on the stag do, which was literally a restaurant meal because I'd sprained my neck, so I couldn't go go-karting with them in July. July and August has been low-key. They've been fun, but they've been long at the same time. So I was supposed to get, so I saw my name twice. Bear in mind, I don't even want to go and dance once. I saw my name twice. I saw my name next to Dumebi, and I saw my name next to Injumi. And I was like, oh, okay, I know Dumebi. Like, yo, song's like 2 years old now, like it's a banger. I never heard Injumi before. Like, I never heard that. So I didn't know what that song sounded like. If I heard it, what am I dancing? How am I dancing? I can't dance. What can I do? Yeah, like all of that stuff. You know what I mean? That is what my whole plan and the attempt and the trial was. So I tried to put my claim in and say, yo, like my name's there twice, but I want Dumebi. That's what I want. Dumebi's mine. The groom was like, nah, we based it on height. So like, yeah, you have to take Injimi. I'm like, me and the guy who has Dumebi, who was the bride's brother, Shannon Kessie, yeah. Like, we're relatively the same height. I'm 6'3", he's 6'2". It's the same height. What is 1 inch gonna do? Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I didn't win my argument, so I lost, and I had to dance to Injimi. So I've been building up now. I'm scared. I can't lie to you guys. I was the fifth person out of six. Six groomsmen, about 12 bridesmaids, right? So I was in the fifth party, and I saw the first four people go, but like I saw everyone, and like the way the doors open, then there's tables just everywhere, like, and people are looking at you as you walk in, and I knew the distance wouldn't be too far, but even 1 meter is far when you're not on it, or you're scared, yeah, or you're nervous, or you're not feeling it too much. So I'm there now. I see the groom, the best man go. Then I see number one go, number two go, number three go, number four go. The best man was number one. So two, three, and four, I've seen them go. All to their songs, they've all danced, they've all finished. And in my mind, I'm like, yo, like, how long did they dance on the main floor bit? How long did they dance at this bit for? Blah, blah, blah. I had no plans. I didn't know what to do. I had a pocket square in my hand. I was like, in the music video, I remember that they did this dance with a pocket square or like a handkerchief. It's still Corona times. I'm not going to reach under someone's table and take their napkin because they're going to want it back. And I'm not giving you mine. So I didn't know what to do. I was like, yo, like, oh my days. Anyway, door comes, my turn. And they're like, yeah, like blah, blah. They got everyone's names wrong. So they mixed mine and I think order number three or four wrong. So that was jarring, but I didn't care. Door opened. I got so low that my quads, yeah, not my hamstrings. My hamstrings are good now. You know what I mean? As I've grown up, they used to be terrible back in the day. I never used to stretch. But my quads, I got so low on the ground. I was dancing. I was doing all this. And at one point, I kind of gassed myself. Because, like, and when I mean gassed, I don't mean like, yeah, it's lit. I mean like, I'm tired. I try to look at the DJ and I try to dance at the same time and tell him, bro, to cut the music. But what was mad is the crowd was going wild at what I was doing. I don't remember what I did. I remember getting low, doing a little dancing step. I remember getting the pocket square and like shaking it on the girls. Like, obviously, in a respectful manner, not on the mad thing. You know what I mean? It's a pocket square. But like, I don't remember what else I did. And apart from that, I remember dancing a little bit towards the end, and then I was getting in the camera and stuff like that. And apparently, according to everyone, I was the best dancer on the whole night. How I pulled that off, I do not know. I do not know, because I thought everyone else looked pretty good, but everyone's like, yeah, you really got the party started. You really got it lit. People saying, Miles, I didn't expect that from you. And this is strangers. I mean, bear in mind, this is uncles and aunties, people saying that, like, Miles, I didn't know you had the dance moves. I didn't see that at the wedding last week. I'm like, yeah, because I was in literally like a wrap. You think I'm moving like that? Everyone knows what a tortilla wrap looks like when it leaks. That's what I would have looked like. I'm not even gonna lie. It would just look mad. It would just be just bare. I was wearing Sondico sports shorts in the first wedding under the wrap. I'm not about to dance in that. That looks like, no, that's terrible. So anyway, I was like, yeah, neither did I. People loved it. The actual MC of the night, so they had like a DJ who was playing the music, and they had like an MC who was doing the talking, bit like how I do here. And he was like, are you the one getting married? And I was thinking to myself, boy, I think I did too much. I can't lie, I was in my mind, I was like, I did too much, you know? But either way, it was done. And the scariest part for me was accomplished. So I can't lie to you guys, to get through this long-winded part, the moral of the story is, if you're nervous about something and you're scared about doing something, don't let the fear overcome you. Just get it done. Because sometimes if you work hard towards it, or you overthink it, but you let yourself get lost in the moment, it works out for the better. Because after that, I was fine. I sat down, I had myself a Tango Dark Berry, and I was chilling. And bear in mind, I forgot to even mention, on the Friday, I had like a dodgy lamb shawarma wrap. And instead of having one of them, I had two of them. So I was doubly messed up with my stomach, had an upset stomach, and I still managed to get this off. So no excuses for anyone, yeah? No excuses. Overcome your fears and get stuff done. Now I feel like an uncle for saying that, but I don't care. And there you have it. It was just mad, you know? It's just such a great experience to be involved in. And like, I've still got one other gum that I need to wear that like I haven't worn yet. So I'm just finding the right time. Like, there was an opportunity last month in August where I was very close to wearing it, yeah? And it was gonna be something that was gonna be great for the podcast, great for YouTube, great for everything, and it fell short, right? So it was a shame, I was disappointed, but there's gonna be an opportunity and a time for me to rock out the final center outfit that I didn't wear from the first week wedding. So that would be the church wedding. The trad wedding. I'm getting these things mixed up. But honestly, like, reflecting back on it now, like I said, you can't ever be trying to be too nervous, too worried about stuff. You kind of just got to get on with it. And that is honestly how it's been. Do you know what I mean? It's just head down, focus, and we keep it moving. Like, I've got another wedding coming up in February, and I've just got my mind kind of just focused on that at the moment. Do you know what I mean? So it's just kind of a situation where we got to be just keeping it moving. Do you know what I mean? We got to be working hard. And at least now we're getting towards the point where things are opening up, so there's more things to do. And for the remainder of August, I literally just big chilled. I literally tried to see a few people and just catch vibes, man. Because sometimes, I don't know for you guys, but like for me, I end up working so much that like I kind of have... Sometimes at one point before Corona, I forgot how to chill. Honestly, I'd be a work machine. I'd be working like 7 days a week. I'd never have time to myself. Whereas like Corona allowed me to like relax and kind of, I was still working. Like, I set up my YouTube channel properly and I was doing music reviews, which I haven't done for the whole year. And all the guys on YouTube probably mad at me being like, bruv, where are you at? Because a couple people are emailing me saying, yo, you still doing music reviews? Or bruv, can you review my song? And I'm like, yeah, I got you. And I haven't even got back to them through email. So I have a lot of things to do, but yeah, sometimes it's just like, I just want to chill. And I'm not ghosting from you guys, of course. There's always going to be content from me coming out, but sometimes I just can't get to everyone. But I hope you guys enjoyed the show on this podcast today. Like, it was just a bit of a different one, little chill one for the Monday morning, little motivational speech to get you sorted, little couple jokes, one, two here and there. I had to pray for my past self for having to drink Pepto-Bismol the week after and having the maddest food poisoning. That was funny. It wasn't funny, but that was funny. And yeah, man, roll on the next big vibes. But of course, I'll be back later on this week, actually, where we talk Kanye West and Drake, because I want to really get into that with you guys. I want to drop some YouTube videos on it first, then come over here. So make sure, again, you check out the YouTube, Miles Mikulski. I'm there. We talk about all things music related as my USB is hitting off my desk. It's moving mad. Anyway, let me stop talking. Have a great week, people. I'll catch you guys very, very soon for another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast. In a bit. Peace.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.